Blog Talk Radio. what's happening? I want to welcome you into another edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy, I'm your host. We in the house. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to all our listeners that's listening from far and near. I know that you, I hope that you're having a very pleasant morning. And we want to thank you for taking us on your morning drive, your morning commute, as we get ready to take a ride. You know what I mean? I know you're going to work. You probably got your eggs and you drink your coffee or whatever you're doing. We just want you to be healthy because, you know, I just got out of the hospital. You know what I mean? They said I was going into a coma. I said, but God brought me through the coma. And I just want to share with somebody this morning that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all we can ever ask, think, or say. So we want to just let you know that in this season of giving and Christmas and all that stuff, just know that Christ is a must during these holiday seasons. I'm just excited to be alive. Real bad situation went, you know, start feeling some kind of way on that Wednesday, and then Thursday, Thanksgiving, well, I thought I was ready to hang out, man. I was hanging out in the hospital, but thank God for good doctors. Thank God for good vibes. Orlando Health, I want to show you some love. Thank you for taking the best care of me here in Orlando, Florida. Can we clap that up? I'd have clapped that up. You know, I could have been in a cold grave somewhere, but God saw fit because I'm not afraid of death. God has fearfully and wonderfully made me. He said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord if you are in the Lord. And the only way you can be in the Lord is you have to receive him with your whole heart. With that being said, y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. I got an amazing show. We got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. We got some great people that's going to be hanging out with us today right here on this edition of the Greg Shell Show. We want you to like us up. Go ahead and keep us exclusively here on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. And make sure you put the number 3. Just know that you can listen to us live in your vehicles by connecting your Bluetooth device. Connecting your Bluetooth device to any mobile device, and you can listen to us live and take us on the go with you as we go and grow. I hope y'all like the show. I hope it ain't too bad as we get ready to set the tone, set the dial, as we get prepared for takeoff. I hope you got your seatbelt on and buckled up because we got a great show lined up for you here this morning. With that being said, y'all, I got to go ahead and introduce on the ones and the twos my DJ all the way out of Houston, Texas. Here she is, none other than DJ Prayer. What's happening, DJ Prayer?
I'm not out of Houston.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's where I met you at. I forgot you moved on up. You moved on up to the east side. I don't know if it's the east side, west side. I know it's the side.
Yeah.
What's happening with you?
Not much.
Happy Tuesday.
Same to you.
What's going on with you?
Just checking on my food I'm cooking.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, there's a lot of extra weight put on. You know how that goes.
How much extra you think you put on?
Maybe about a pound.
Oh, a pound. A whole pound?
Yeah, and I lost it when I got back over here with these horses.
What did you do? Did you fart? You know, if you fart, you can blow off a pound.
No, women don't fart. They poop.
Oh! That might scar you a little bit. Did it? Oh, yeah, I know. It ain't too graphic. People don't like to talk about real talk. You know what I mean? You know, people fart. You know what I mean? It ain't the best word to talk about on your morning commute. But if you had to, you had to go, your stomach was boiling, and then you had to do it, just let it go. You think you better let it go?
You know, I used to have
like that.
You better not hold that fart in. That fart will kill you. It'll kill you.
No!
It'll give you a heart attack.
Well, guess what? I'm glad that thing ain't give you no heart attack, man. So watch this. My Thanksgiving was, I couldn't even eat nothing, man. I couldn't keep nothing down, man. It was bad. It was not good. But thank God I can keep it down now, boy. I was like a toilet stool. I was pushing back up.
Call it a detox.
Oh, that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh. So watch this, right? We are excited about so much stuff we got to talk about. Because I got my manager. He's on the line. He's going to be on the line. He's going to be chopping up with his, got his other artists on the line. They got a whole lot of amazing stuff we're going to be chopping up about today. But before we do that, I got to talk about a couple of things. First thing I want to talk about is the brand new movie phenomenon, In the Pastor's Study. Ooh, wait. Now, I've been excited over a few things, but to be part of this amazing new movie, TV series, movie, stage play, and book. Oh my goodness, man! I'm so excited. And Kerry Capone is the baddest producer in the world to Greg Shell. I ain't never seen nobody be all up under the chairs and sliding through that. Ain't even on a roller. What do you think about In the Pastor's Study? You the writer, you know, Kerry Capone, the writer, producer. And I'm one of the co-stars. I don't know how to act. You, Kerry Capone made me act like I wanted to act. So I guess I know how to act. I got a new movie out right now on Tubi called Full Time Pimpin'. But we ain't talking about Full Time Pimpin'. We talking about In the Pastor's Study. Now, if you want to be a proud sponsor or an advertiser, you know what I mean? We're going to have some numbers that you can call a little later on in the show and take us on your morning commute. Boy, In the Pastor's Study, that thing got so many twists and turns and crooks and burns. Ooh-wee! I'm just excited. What do you think about In the Pastor's Study, DJ Pratt?
I think In the Pastor's Study is coming. However, Full-Time Pimpin' is here. We got a jam from Full Time Pimpin'.
No.
Yeah, we got the song.
For Full Time Pimpin'. You know, I played the pimp author. They called me a pastor pimp. I don't care what they call me, but I was pimping.
We got Ernest Faulk with the other song. The producer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got his song.
Oh, you talking about God's word. God's word ain't to be manipulated and all them ladies. Well, go ahead, DJ Pratt, and bring on our guest for the day. He's my manager. He's all the way out of the ATL, and he didn't pick me up as an artist, and it's just an honor to have a manager that know how to manage. Because most people, I'm managing them. I said, well, what is really happening? So y'all go ahead and bring him on the line. Here he is. Go ahead and bring him on the line. This is Mr. Wayne Cunningham all the way out of ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. What's happening, man? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Can you clap it up? Can you clap him up? Can you clap him up, DJ Pratt? I want to give him a few claps.
Well, I already had it on clap. It was taking a while.
What? Do y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we hear you, man. What's happening? What's going on with you?
I don't know, man. I'm in here trying to catch my breath. Billy.
Well, catch it.
Here,
don't let it. You better catch it. You better run up to it and catch it.
No. You don't understand. Y'all didn't hear when y'all was talking about passing gas and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
My friend Billy is over here. I guess by y'all talking it up, you know, by chopping it up, by passing gas, he just let it go.
Yeah.
So that's what he did. He just let it went.
Oh.
He tried to apologize. So, it was really stinky, man. The reason why it took me for a minute to get with y'all, because I was fumigating the house, the whole upstairs.
Oh.
Yeah, it was taking that bad. So y'all have to give me
something
erupted
in it.
Yeah, it did, man. I had it knocked me to my knees, man. I was like, man, what is it? So sometimes y'all somebody it's better to let it out. Keep it in, let it out, let it go. And he did.
Yeah.
Y'all told him to do that, and you almost got me killed. What? I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. That don't make no sense.
Well,
I got to check this nigga. Excuse me. I got to create a movie. Hey, I got to start. You know, I got this show coming up. It's called A Happy Diabetic, right? The Happy Diabetic has a chef that's on there. His name is Chef Jazz. He ain't on the radio today. He's somewhere riding around. All right, so he's going to be preparing meals in a recipe book. It's called A Happy Diabetic with Chef Jazz. All right, so he's creating menus, healthy food for diabetics and for whoever want to be healthy. So I'm gonna call Chef Jazz and say, look, man, I need you to create a menu for Billy, because Billy been eating all them chilling and eating them Ellie Mae clampet biscuits. He just stopped. he need to be cleaned out.
Well,
hey, y'all,
I need to get the cookbook too, because I got to start doing the healthy thing. You know what I mean? And they diagnosed me as a diabetic,
Greg,
I told them I'm a little bit, I ain't gonna die.
Special announcement, sir. Okay, right now, Milexo, my artist, is on the phone once again with Snoop Dogg. Da 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 da. That you know, y'all don't nobody know Snoop Dogg, do they?
Yes, I know it.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, you know, the L.A. Crip dude. Yeah, she's on the phone with him right now as I'm talking. He's been calling her like 6, 7, 8 times a day.
Okay? Yeah.
Because he's interested in putting on a six-city tour, which should start Friday from December the 1st to the 9th. 6 cities, all right? So she's negotiating with him. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the big.
Look at God, brother.
Snoop Dogg. Man, who don't know him? Okay.
Man, like that one he sang about with that one that one he dug called Duval. What that Duval, the Duval song,
I ain't messing with you N words no more. I ain't going back and forth with you.
No more.
That's the same one.
That bad right there. I don't care how you put it.
What the tour is about? It's a Nike tour. And she's doing a commercial for Nike, and she's getting paid for the tour. I'm getting paid just to stand backstage. Okay.
You a bad man. DJ Pratt, what you think about that? They get ready to go on tour with Snoop Doggy Dogg. What do you think about that, Kirk? DJ Pratt?
I think that is so live, and I want to say congratulations. And I didn't make
congratulations.
I heard the song. Congratulations.
I know I ain't singing right, but
Shout out to Snoop Dogg. Thank you, Snoop, for picking
Snoop
us
Dogg.
Up. You know, as God.
Shout out to you, Snoop Dogg, brother. I love your music, man. Keep doing positive things with your football teams and helping to bring the youth back up to speed, man. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. You got Gatorade, but you got Gatorade too. Greg says, thank y'all. Thank us. That's from Snoop Dogg. Yes, he did. Oh, man, I got to thank you from Snoop Dogg.
Hold on. He wants to know how he can get on the show. Where can you find... He just asked, where can he find your show at on the internet?
Yeah, we he can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheGregShell Show #3.
One more time, because he's on the other phone.
www.blogtalkradio.com/TheGregShell Show #3. Or he can call in. He can call in and say what's happening. He can do what he wants to do.
Because
he's Snoop Dogg Dogg, and God loves us all.
He's not going to call in tomorrow. He can call in. Not today. 10 o'clock.
Oh, if he call in, listen, we on our morning commute. Somebody need to hear something positive this morning. So we want to encourage you, no matter what people say that you can't do, you can be an eagle, a lion, just hang around eagle and lion spirits.
Yeah.
Not lion spirits, egotistic spirits, but eagle spirits and lion spirits. And Brother Cunningham, I just wanted to say thank you again for accepting me and me accepting you, and we accepting each other to grow and build a brand that God has given us in these last and evil days. And DJ Prayer, we want to welcome, thank you.
Listen,
huh? Hey, I'm going to give a shout out to Snoop real quick.
He'll be on the show tomorrow at 9 o'clock, right?
Brother, no
homo. Hold on. Let me hear this. What?
What time is y'all supposed to be on the show tomorrow?
Who? Snoop won't get on the show tomorrow.
Did I hear y'all say he gonna call in tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. Thus he said, yes.
Snoop Dogg gonna call in tomorrow to the Greg show.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
She
sounds
like
she's
doing an echo,
the
Wayne.
Hey, guess what I'm doing? I'm sitting sitting in my chair in the bedroom in a house coat with Versace's on. Looking out my French doors with the sunlight coming in and looking at XO over there on the phone with Snoop Doggy. Dog, Snoop.
He's on the phone with Snoop Doggy Dog right now.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah. Well, I know we serve a supernatural God that can connect anybody who he won't connect it. I do know that. Now, Brother Wayne, if you could share some information with somebody who's trying to make it in the industry and you ain't got to compromise and do something that you don't want to do, what would be some words of encouragement that you would instill to our audience today?
Don't be a Jonah.
Uh-oh.
Out the Bible. Don't be a Jonah. Don't follow God's instruction, and he gonna do some things to you, and he's gonna have other people doing things to you. The devil, you think it's the devil. It ain't the devil. It's God clearing the path, trying to get you to listen. Stand still. So they put him in the well. He stayed in there for a minute. Now, check this out, though. How did he get out the belly of the whale? The whale had to let him out.
He can't swim
and drink all that water. So
and all that stinkiness in the fish, because there's a whole bunch of stinkiness in life. There's a whole bunch of stink.
And guess what? He came up on shore, opened his mouth, and let dude Jonah get out. He's saved now. Then God told him to go to
Nineveh. Nineveh.
Right. The story says that it took so many days to get there. And he did it in half that time. Why?
Yeah, it was a long trip.
He was like, man, I'm convinced. You say go, God, I'm going to get there fast as I can. Don't worry, I'm listening to you now.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
Don't follow God, right? Ain't no telling what you're going to end up in the belly of a whale by being hard-headed.
So let me do this real quick.
Follow
I'm going to put
God,
a pen in it right there. I want to go to Psalms 116. I want to lead the world with this right here. As you taking your morning commute or whatever you got going on this beautiful day that God has allowed you to be alive, this, I want to let you know this is not a religious show. This is a relationship show. Letting people know to relate back to the real. You know what I mean? Real, R-E-E-L. And it simply says this. I'm going to do verse 1 through 5. It just says, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord, O Lord. I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Verse 5, gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God, is merciful. Ain't that amazing? Because guess what? Me and you were talking about some things. We were supposed to be handling some things financially, and some things came against me, my health, and, you know, and the situation that we thought was going to happen. But when God's delay is not his denial.
That's right. Greg, I was in the hospital, too.
Tell them about your experience. Tell them about when we just recently connected. And my other business partner, tell them about your situation in the hospital.
Oh man, my toe had got infected. I'm diabetic. I had seven toes Friday. Came and one got, I was seven toes down, not ten toes. I was seven toes down on my right foot. There are three toes gone. And then the left foot. The toe got infected. They had to take that off. So I'm like six toes down now. Mm. But I ain't being carried by six. Mm. I ain't being carried by six.
Oh, boy, that's powerful, that boy. That is so powerful, somebody that's listening today. Now, if you ain't heard nothing else, you got so many people that be wallowing in their sorrows. You got people over there fighting over there, shooting and bombing people because they can't have their way. But
and
then you got this brother.
Woe to them.
Woe to them because let me seal that word of God first by saying amen to that
amen.
Word of God that came
amen.
Forth. Let's go ahead and clap the word amen. Of God up first. And when you clap the word up, the world would be far away from you because we live in a fallen world. So.
Yay. No. Let's give him another big round of applause. We're talking about our father, our nurse, our sustainer.
Yes.
If you want to do something while you're in your car, give a swerve to God, but don't run into nobody.
Y'all, we on the morning commute. And with that being said, I'm going to play a song off of my new CD. It's called Jesus Will Make a Way. And we're going to come right back with my manager, Mr. Wayne Cunningham.
Right on.
To hang out with Mr. Snoop Doggy Dog right here on the Greg Shell Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Gave up, God's love will rain. I made make it, that's the devil.
Trying to feel the joy that you have.
Go down on your knees, pray each and every day. Gotta step in and he will make a way.
So I made it through the rain. I never gave up. God's love will rain.
God's love.
I made it through the storm. I made it through the rain.
God's love will rain.
I never gave up.
I know.
Follow them because they're going wrong way. And that ain't what the way God want us to go. So I'm riding with God. I'm sorry, y'all, all my friends. I'm riding with God. If you hate me for that, then that's all right. Because God said in his word, honor me and I will honor you. I thought I knew what honor was. I'm like, I know what the word honor means. Then I became confused. Like, hold up. God going to honor me? And I looked it up. I said, wow. Wow.
What did you come up with when you researched it? What did you come up with? So the world can understand it with clarity.
With clarity? Honor
in
God.
Regards to honoring.
Look and see what honor means. And then honor God. And he said he's going to honor you, but he ain't going to honor you first. You got to honor him first.
That's it, brother.
It's level to this. So honor God, and he'll honor you. He'll give you everything that your heart desires. You don't believe it? I know for a fact. You should try it. Try God. Stop trying the devil, because you already know what he's going to do. That's
I'm going to talk like a preacher told me. My uncle said, that old flush of yours, that flush will get you in a bunch of trouble, that old flush.
Right.
Y'all hear
it
right here on the Greg Shell Show. I want y'all to know, December the 9th, we will be in Montgomery, Alabama, live all the way, live. Don't even have to slip, don't even have to slide. We're going to be live in Montgomery, Alabama, in our own studio. Only 60 guests can attend our in-house live studio taping of the Greg Shell television show. Boy, look at here. Can't nobody tell me God ain't able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all we can ever ask, think, or say. The more you throw rocks at me, you probably need to stop throwing them, because you ain't doing them but making me stronger. You're doing me like they did David Banner, kick him over in the corner, and then he say, all right, now y'all better not mess with me. I told you, I'm just trying to do the right thing. You keep on kicking on me, I'm going to call on the power of the Holy Ghost, and then that hook come out and go to tearing up stuff. Ain't that something? December the 9th. So if you're a singer, songwriter, producer, trying to get it to the next level, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call. We're going to be, you can reach us at 832-613-4449 if you're trying to get your TV show, your music, your radio show, your whatever to the next level. Call us, and we would love to hear from you. We brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com, where we're offering for the low price of $700, I'm going to give you 10 commercial spots on the Greg Shell Radio Show, and we also going to give you an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night trip here to Orlando, Florida. Yes, that's what we're going to do for you. It's recorded. It's documented. You can put it down. I'm talking about that not no two-star, three-star. I'm talking about that a 4-5-star. I'm talking about a 4-star resort here in Orlando, Florida. 2-bedroom. Can accommodate up to 8 guests. That's my special for you guys today. So we want you to keep your radio locked in so that you can take in on our specials that we're going to be offering all this week. We're going to call this our giveaway week. So for $700, we're going to give you 10 30-second spots on the Greg Shell Radio Show. And also going to give you a 5-day, 4-night stay here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. You got to get it. Y'all hearing it exclusively right here on the Greg Shell Show. DJ Prayer, what do you think about
this? Hold up, Greg. Hold on. Man, this Billy, man. Billy, all right. Okay, you can ask him. You can ask him, because he won't stop, man, tugging on my phone.
Go ahead.
Like, right. Look, man, this Billy, you remember me. I'm a Wayne's friend, Yoda friend. What I want to know, I was going to ask a question about December the 9th. You know, it sounds real good, only 60 people. Well, can it be 59 now? Because I want to come. Can I come?
You most definitely can come. I'm going to have a special seat for you.
Let me ask you something. I'm a big old country boy. You know I eat hog maws, jaws, and chilies and all that. But can I come? What am I going to have to eat? Could you order me some chitlins or
really
something down there in Alabama?
Let Billy stay home.
But can you come and let him stay home? Billy going to come anyway.
No.
I can't get rid of me like an old pair of shoes. You just can't throw them away.
Yes, you can. Don't let nobody
then
tell
I'm
you that.
Then what I'm going to wear?
Oh.
I can't come.
No,
I'm so hurt.
Well, get your feelings off your
shoulders. See what y'all
That's
made Billy do?
Right there.
I bet.
Oh.
I can't hold it in. They say it's better to let it out than to hold it in. Did I do something wrong?
So watch this, Mr. Billy. I want to say, first of all, welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Thank you for wanting to be a part of this amazing exclusive event. That's first and foremost. But, you know, whatever the menu is there, I don't know. We got a chef that's going to be preparing the food, and my manager, he handled all that. I don't know all the chef stuff, but at the end of the day, you know, whatever's there, you welcome to eat it.
You just welcome him there, and I tell you
alone. Okay. But I can't come to the show, though.
Told me you wanted to come. You changed your mind?
Well, you know, if my boy going to be there, I'm going to be there. I'm with him all the time, 24/7. He's my roommate. I can't come.
Oh.
I feel so hurt.
Oh.
Here, plate this.
Have you ever tried taking a Pepsi or something? Because your stomach sounds like it was
hurt my feelings.
We sorry. We don't like to hurt nobody's feelings.
You can't come, Billy.
And go chew on TV. You'll be all right.
Oh. Now, who is that talking? Y'all just took over the show. Wait a minute. Let me get some order. Order in the courtroom. Wait a minute. Order on the Greg Shell Show. Hey, y'all know y'all that's listening, driving. Hopefully you're having an amazing time with your morning commute from 11 to 12 right here on the Greg Shell Show. Now, I'm trying to figure out who is the female talking. She sounds like she from the hillbilly, too. Now, who are you?
My name's Granny.
You Granny?
You remember Jed?
Yes. Oh, from Jed Clampett?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Granny, I'm one of your fans. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Huh?
I'm eating a possum neck right now.
You mean a possum neck? Oh, wow. Is he alive?
No, but it's raw.
Oh. How the hell are they doing that, Mr. and Mr. What is the other name? What the other name? Jay Clampett. How are he doing? Tell him I said hey on the Greg Shell Show.
I ain't seen him in a long time.
Oh, you haven't? Y'all fell out?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody just came in. I got to get ready to do something because the show going to be closing out a little bit. Hold on. Hey, y'all, what's happening? This is Reverend Dynamite. I'm sharp. Ooh, dang, I just cut my goddamn nose. My nose just got cut right there. I'm bleeding like a hog. Dang. Hey, y'all, I'm right here on the Greg Shell Show. That Greg Shell boy, that boy be doing the same. Boy, I'm telling you, in that movie, full-time feminine, I watched it all day. I sat there and watched that movie, boy. That old Greg Shell know what to do, boy. I'm telling you. Hey, y'all, I'm Reverend Dynamite Sharp, and I'm Greg Shell right hand. He tell a lot of folks that right there. But I'm that right hand, and I like to keep him intact. You know, you got to have that wisdom from them older people. You can't get them wisdom from the young folks. The young folks don't know nothing. They're the two bitches trying to steal and rob and get somebody, you know what they do, you know what I mean. And I need Cash App right now. Come on, hammer fell off my church, and I need to get that bathroom door fixed. That bathroom door about to cave in on me, and I can't get it fixed. And can y'all send me my cash app? My cash app is running down to my shop, $$$. And go ahead and send it on to me right now, and I'll be well respected for it. You know what I mean? Hey, Rev, man, what's happening, man? Your 5 minutes, man. You can't do that. Now, you know, you done did that for the day. Oh, man, this show is just out of whack today. What a Tuesday. What is a Tuesday? DJ Pratt, we got to get some order.
Well, I can't get any order if you keep putting them on the phone from your end. That means I would have to mute your phone.
He be running, grabbing. When I run to the bathroom or, you know what I mean, do something like that, he be grabbing the phone. Or grabbing a mic. I don't know what he got going on, but he's funny, though. He's funny. He got on some green pants now with a big old blue stick in the middle.
That's what he needs.
Who did this Pastor Luna make?
Pastor
Luna
made, I said he needs to have on some handcuffs.
Oh, hey, Pastor Lula May. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Tuesday.
And same to you.
Man, we got a good show today. Boy, I'm enjoying this show. I hope the listeners that's listening in enjoying the show today. How you been? How was your Thanksgiving?
It's like all of Thanksgiving. I give thanks and praise unto the Lord until I fall out.
You did what?
I give thanks and praise to the Lord until I fall out.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That was my manager got finished doing. He was just praising the Lord and just sharing with the world how God is good to him in spite of everything he has been through. And, you know, I was in the hospital, Pastor Lula May. Thank you for your prayers. I know somebody probably told you, right?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know? But I'm an eagle. I'm an eagle. I rose above the storm. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You better come out and say that.
Guess who's supposed to be on the show tomorrow? I don't know. But they told me Snoop Doggy Dogg's supposed to be on the show tomorrow. You heard about Snoop Doggy Dogg?
Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dogg. Like that. You don't listen to that. You too holy to listen to that, right?
You know
the foot word.
He
said scripted.
He
said scripted.
You too
old.
You can't hear. No, you can't hear.
I'm sorry. We have a bad connection.
Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. Are you listening? You have your ears on.
Yes, ma'am.
I say Snoop Doggy Dogg, he do the fancy footwork with the crib dance.
Oh, yeah. He be getting it in. He be on there with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, I've been trying to learn that dance.
Oh, really? They got a good show, him and Martha Stewart. He got game shows and all that stuff like that.
Got it. I didn't know that.
Yes, he's supposed to be on the Greg Shell Show tomorrow. Hey, is that amazing? What?
Tomorrow. What time?
Tomorrow. That what I was told. That what I was told.
Oh,
tomorrow.
I ain't gonna get no sleep tonight.
You ain't gonna get no sleep?
I'm gonna be waking up and waiting on it.
Oh, Wayne, let's get XO on the line today, and let's share the blessing that God has bestowed upon her, and she can share a little bit of light with her testimony. I might go over a little bit today on the show because it's just some great things, and we want to share testimonies, and we want to hear what y'all think about the Greg Shell Show as we get ready to go into overdrive in these upcoming weeks right here on the Greg Shell Show. Go ahead. Wayne, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I was muted.
Okay. I'm glad you unmuted.
Me too.
Is XO available and you and her can, you know, kind of like chop it up about her career and tell them about some of the artists that you're managing also at the same time, if you would.
I'm managing, first of all, Greg Shell.
Oh.
I'm managing, yeah, Greg. Y'all know Greg Shell. Is that you, Greg? Y'all already talking about it. Okay, I'm managing Greg Shell. Shout out to Greg Shell while I'm on the Greg Shell Show.
And well, thank you so much.
And shout out to the lovely DJ.
What DJ Brown on the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos. Well, who them other two for were? I'm confused, man. Anyway, DJ Prayer, shout out to you, sister. I'm glad, and I hope you are able to figure out a way you can lose that 1 pound that you gained. Maybe we can have Chef Taz and make a special menu of cookbook for you. That way you can keep at the same weight. The horses won't be suffering when you get up there with an extra ounce of weight. They know the difference. But anyway, y'all know where I'm at, though. But what's happening, right?
I want to stay on track now. You got to tell me about all your artists, and then we can come back and talk about the books and all that.
Jesse James is one of the artists I named first of all. Jesse James, and then Donnie James.
Jesse James, he sang the song "I Can Do Bad by Myself." That's him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Jesse James. Now, Jesse said he can do bad by himself. He's like he kept holding on to her. She was already gone. He got tired of being sick and tired. But then he got another one too, right? He don't use social media. I'm going to show y'all why Jesse James don't do social media. Because he lost his baby on Facebook, and he wrote a song about it.
Get out of here.
Yeah, man. I meant to send you his web page. He's got that song on there. Then he also got We Need Help, Father, We Need Help Now. It's a gospel song. It was written by Harvey Scales, who wrote Disco Lady for Janet Taylor. The first, and it can be Googled, the first platinum single. This history, y'all, that song was by Janet Taylor, written by Harvey Scales.
I remember Disco Lady. Check it out, shake it down, move it around, Disco Lady.
Harvey Scales wrote that for him.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse James, Harvey Scales wrote most of Jesse James' songs. But Jesse did
he
did a song with Millie Jackson. Anybody know who Millie Jackson is?
I know Millie Jackson. She was one that, boy, she got down in the grind.
Exactly. Watch this. They did a video and a song called Let's Get a Room Someplace.
No.
It's there, man. See, you got to get that catalog and see, man. But that's Harry the Hawk. But Harvey wrote that song too.
Let's get a room somewhere.
Yeah, let's get a room. He wrote a whole bunch of stuff, man. But we getting ready to come out the shed. We're going to be touring y'all soon. I don't know. But after the first year, you know, a lot of stuff opening up. So Donnie James, I'm planning on producing a talk show with him. We'll let him host this show. We got a live band. We don't do nothing without live band. That's the old way. We got to get back to the old way and let people enjoy a show. People like live music. Donnie gonna play with the band, then he's gonna go and do his talk, whatever else. That's his show. Then but those are the artists that that's
another one that you worked with, Chris Willis, something like that. Let me check out his new music video. Yeah. It was amazing.
Chris Willis, y'all can YouTube him under Chris Willis, and he's doing something with the Alabama choir. He's standing in front of the choir singing, the choir director, directing the choir. Y'all hear that, man? I promise you. Every time I hear it, I cry.
Yeah.
I cry. But he's versatile, too. Versatile. He did some things with don't nobody know who Lady Gaga is. Nobody ever heard of her.
Yeah, Lady Gaga. He got his official song is called Louder. And y'all can check it out officially on his official music video. What is on the Chris Willis?
Yes, CHRISWILLIS. So
yeah,
you're going to see his
Willis.
Whole catalog right there, but I'm just saying, mention Lady Gaga because he did a video with her. So did a video, yes, sir. It's another one on there too, right? Get ready for this one, y'all. Chris Willis and Brian McKnight. Brian is playing the piano, and Chris is singing, and then Brian sing a little bit. Yes.
So, get out of here.
Get out of here. Man, research this dude, man. He performed overseas for 60,000, 70,000, 80,000 audience. Huh?
He bad, though, brother. Chris Willis, if
he's
you listen, man, we're looking forward to having you on the Greg Shell Show live. I love
That's
your music.
Right.
And It was an amazing, amazing piece, brother. Keep up the great work.
I'm going to have him on the show tomorrow, but that's what we're doing out of many things. God got us busy. He got us going, and I sure do appreciate that. He give me some of my will back, y'all.
What about XO? Let's say hey to XO and congratulate her officially on the Greg Shell Show.
XO.
Whoa, what's good?
Y'all
what's happening, XO? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. My DJ, she was, how you doing, first of all? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Today is a beautiful day. I'm doing very well. I mean, a youngin' can get tired too every now and then, so I'm over here laying down, resting my eyelids.
So I heard you had some amazing news, and we've been hearing about the Snoop Doggy Dog situation. Tell us a little bit about that and give us a little bit about your background.
All right. So I am, being that I am me with XO, I'm going to tell you about XO. So I am a young woman that is pretty much doing something with Snoop Dogg.
I am doing it
with Snoop Dogg, and he has me working with different artists. Like, he has me working with, in New York, the first stop, he has me working with Young M.A.
Queens,
New York. Yeah, so, like, being that I'm working with somebody that I've already wanted to work with, because that's somebody that, like, I could say I like their style, they good, how they dress and shit. I fuck with Young M.A. Swag. No, not like that. Not like that. But anyways, pretty much he said, what's it called? He just talked to me this morning. He just told me that at 1, he would like me to start on my show, Psychedelic Sessions. I have a podcast that I do where people ask questions just like they did last night. We did one.
How can they tap into that?
You can go on to iHeartRadio, and it is another one. What's the other one called? Pandora. Pandora is the main important one. Pandora, and then you type in my name, and then Psychedelic Sessions, the podcast will pop up.
This is my first time hearing this because she was on the phone early, as y'all can remember.
Tell your name and everything for
her. That's what he told her to do at 1 o'clock. So guess what we're going to be doing? We're doing following orders. He writes the checks.
Yep. So right now,
so DJ Prayer, I know you got an opportunity to hear XO's music. What was your take on it? I know it got to be all that because her, you know, Snoop Dogg getting ready to take her under his umbrella and just, you know, ride it out. So that's a blessing all by itself. So tell us a little bit about your background and your struggles and how God brought you through XO. You know what? Let me go back because I didn't hear the cuckoo bird because DJ Prayer was supposed to have been answering the question. So I do apologize for that. DJ Prayer, go back into I was asking, how did you feel about her music? Go ahead and answer that, and then we'll go back to that other situation we were just about to talk about.
Once I knew my lips was going to say it, but then I let her go ahead and talk. But I heard one song. The love song. I think it says something about love. I didn't get to look at hear the other ones or look them up because we was moving too fast. I didn't get the information, so I would like you to spell out slowly, you know, the songs. I mean, your name and stuff, so everybody can look you up. But when I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, that's fire right there. That's it. That's whole hell fire. Just, you know. I was like, Greg, you need to get me the MP4 so we can put it on the show here so we can play this. But, you know, Greg, you ain't done that for me yet. You know, I need you to put it on your Google Drive so I can grab it and then we can play it on the show. It, actually, if you can get it to me, we can put it right now.
Hey, can you get hey, Wayne, if y'all could do something for me, if y'all could forward that music over to DJ Prayer on whatever type of device, we could get that played and aired today exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show as we get prepared for lunch. December the 9th, y'all, she's going to be hanging out with us in Montgomery, Alabama.
Greg, who are we falling to, you or her?
DJ Prayer.
To DJ Prayer.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And you're going to send it to her.
Yes.
We're sending it to you, and you're going to send it to her. Right?
No. You send it directly
okay,
to DJ Prayer. DJ Prayer, tell them how they can get the music, how they can get the music to you.
You can send it to an email, AlvinHeroHunters @
One second. To what?
Alvin, A-L-V-I-N, like Alvin, and then Hero.
Alvin, zero.
Hero,
H-E-R-O,
Hunters.
What? Alvin, zero, H-E-R-O, Hunters.
No, Alvin, Hero, Hunters. H-E-R-O,
Hero. Okay.
Yeah, like Superman, he's a hero.
Okay, Hero Hunters.
Yeah, AlvinHeroHunters@gmail.com.
All right.
We multitasking. We're doing that right now.
Got you.
Look for it.
And then you want to know how can you find all my music?
You send the video.
I might do that now. Got it.
Just send the music.
Must be the music. I want to encourage somebody that's listening out here today. If you are singer, songwriter, producer, and you've been trying to get your music, your play, your whatever to the next level, we definitely want you to call us here at the Greg Shell Show. We definitely can help assist you. You can call my manager. We are taking on. Are we taking on new artists, Wayne? Once they pass the test.
What was that?
I was asking Wayne, or as a production company, as a production team, we're accepting new applicants right now for our 2024 roster. You see, we made the cut. Because we're going to start auditioning for the Greg Shell Show. Matter of fact, we're going to start auditioning next week for the Greg Shell Show TV. So we'll be live on TV, live, all the way live. We'll be in 172 million households via Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, iPhone, every kind of whatever you want. Also on pay-per-view. So really excited about it. And we got a brand new movie, In the Past of Study. We're going to be casting for that as well, for the TV series. So a lot of stuff popping off. Also casting for the new movie that I'm currently in, Full-Time Pimping. We're going to be casting. So if you can act, we would love to have some actors. And, you know, you got to be a member of the Greg Shell spot, you know, the Greg Shell Show, in order to get access. So you can't gain access if you don't have a membership. It's just like going to heaven. Everybody want to go, but hey, you got to qualify. Do you qualify? So, XO, if you would, tell them how God brought you through. You know, if you feel led to it, just share a testimony with somebody. We're going to call this our testimony piece right here, where we got on the line with this all the way out of Atlanta, Georgia. Her name is XO, and I just say XO. She got some more that goes behind that verbiage, but I just want her to just share with someone that's listening in how she came from the bottom and how God has elevated her to where she's currently at right now, right here on the Greg Shell Show. Just share with the world how God brought you through your situation and where he currently brought you and how he can do it for them.
Let me say this, right? It's like 12:07. And the show is an hour long, so do we have
time? No. I extended it for this particular day.
You extended it. I'm out the way, and I'm finna get her. I'm fixing to. I'm from the country for real, y'all. So here's that. Yeah. So don't, hey, just cause I'm rich, I still got the country in me. You can take the country out, but you can take them out of the country, but the country's still going to be in there. Here's XO, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wayne, for being on this edition of the Greg Shell Show.
Okay. So what you guys want to know was how God has delivered me and brought me out of so much. Well, first, it all started with just by someone telling me I'm an old soul. They told me, they said, you 21 years old, but it seemed like you done lived the life of an 81-year-old woman. Or a 71-year-old woman. And I'm just like, why do you say that? And they're just like, because you can tell that you've been through so much, and it don't even look like it. You don't look like what you've been through. Like, everybody, they always tell me, they say I look so young. I don't even look like I'm 21 and all that. But me, I just,
Dion Kiffin.
I'm not in a rush to grow up. I'm not rushing to grow up, but it seems like growing up is rushing me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, I feel great, though. I feel like life is amazing. Life is beautiful. Life is a blessing. And I feel like it's so much better going on now. Like, it's so much, like, we're not going to have to worry about anything happening, because all we got to do is just lean and have faith on God, because that's one thing my mama taught me growing up. So being that I am like telling me a testimony, like God has overcame and helped me through so much. Like, last year I was in the hospital for 4 months, damn near on my deathbed, couldn't move, couldn't even talk, couldn't use the restroom, couldn't eat by myself or nothing. But God, look at me now. I'm walking around, I'm talking, I'm eating, I guess. Like,
wow.
Like, I'm doing everything I need to do, but it's
I love
like,
clover than Peter, because she got an appetite now.
Like, last year being diagnosed with something that I didn't know nothing about, I didn't know what the fuck, excuse me.
Well, you understand it, it's all right. Let it come on out, Gertie, take it.
But this is how I remember being diagnosed with this medical condition. Being diagnosed with it, and I didn't know what it was. Like, they told me, you have multiple sclerosis. And I'm just like, what is that? And I'm just like, MS. And I'm just like, am I going to die? Like, it's just like cancer? And they're just like, no, it's not like cancer and all that, but it is a possibility of death and everything. And many people have died from it. And I'm just like, wait a minute. How is this helping me? How y'all want me to do better? And y'all telling me I'm going to die and all that. Like, y'all don't understand that last year in the hospital was hell. 4 months of just crying at night and being just cold, like just being feeling so cold. Like, I felt horrible. Like, I wasn't doing my music or anything. I was just sitting on it.
Wow.
So, being that I've overcame that, and, like, now I'm doing my music. Now I'm up on the stage at night and all that. Like, I've been on the stages, but, like, just got back from on tour from Miami. So, Miami, all of Miami, pretty much most of Florida know my name. Because I went down there and sold out.
You sold out?
Yeah, I sold out. Like, I went down there and did my music, did shows and everything. I let people know that that's my name, that they, that's me, that they're listening to.
The real you. Ain't none of the fake. Ain't no studio gangster. Ain't no Instagram gangster. Ain't no internet gangster in that.
I'm not gangster. I don't even say I'm gangster. I just say I'm not somebody to be disrespected. That's how I go.
Well, y'all know you got to come to Orlando, Florida. I got to let you know that. You got to come hang out with me here in Orlando, Florida. DJ Pratt, do you have a specific question for us? We get prepared to, we're going to close out at 12:30 today. I wanted to do this special edition of the Greg Show Show today because, you know, I was in the hospital. I didn't get a chance to hang out like I wanted to. And I can do it. You know, God has given me the authority to do it, so I can do it. So I wanted to extend the show today, so that's what I did. You know, I ain't second-guessing it. I want to thank EXO for being on the show with us. Are you excited about your piece with Snoop Doggy Dogg? Are you excited about it? Hello?
Is that a question for me or EXO?
EXO.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's like the thing is like messing up.
Blaming on the
phone. No worries. The enemy always going to come. He's a barking dog. He ain't got no power.
Yeah.
So you excited about the jump off with Snoop?
Yes.
Let him know when everything takes place.
Hey, Greg, watch this.
Yes, sir.
We're not driving. We're not using Uber. We're not taking the Apex bus to New York. There's a little Chinese bus to get to New York real fast, nonstop. But Snoop is picking us up from where?
Atlanta Airport.
In his what?
Jet.
Private jet.
But with who?
Oh!
Dr.
Jones.
Yes, sir. It's the one and only
Dr.
Jones.
He's going to fly.
That guy, he don't give you no prepaid service. He give you that. He give you that, all that service.
Hey,
so you telling me Snoop picking y'all up in the private, in his private jet from the airport in Atlanta?
Let me tell you who us is. He's picking up the Yoda World Records group, our whole camp, which consists of Neil XO and our videographer. You're going to have to say his last name, baby, because I can't pronounce it.
Chris Terenzi.
He's from Venezuela. He's on the flight, too, and he's on for the whole tour. He's getting paid by Snoop millions. Ain't
no.
Got the pen.
All right, Snoop.
Yeah.
Well, I just know that.
Guess what? Guess what, though? We all flying together. That's our personal videographer. So that's the Yoda World camp. Okay? So that's all I got to say on that one right there.
Put that out there about Yoda World again. Yoda World. Put it out there again.
Yoda World Records. And give them
Yoda World
Instagram.
Records, yeah.
Yoda World EMT.
Yoda World EMT.
And your Facebook is Yoda World EMT. Yoda World ENT, and then what else? What is it? Your email, your Yahoo, Yoda World Records. It is.
No. Yoda World Entertainment.
Oh, Yoda World ENT, yes.
At Yahoo.com.
At Yahoo.com.
Well, all y'all out there listening want to know how to get in contact with me, and I'm going to put my phone number out there, too. I don't mind. Let it ring anytime.
404-957-1011.
And once again, shout out to Greg Shell.
Shout out to Yoda World Records. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. Shout out to
DJ Prayer.
Shout out to EXO.
What a name.
DJ Prayer.
So,
can I get a hand clap for DJ Prayer?
Y'all clap it up for DJ Prayer. That's my one on the twos and threes. So let me do this for everybody sharing some blessings. Let me share Greg Shell's blessing. God brought me safely through my situation in the hospital. I want to clap that up, first of all. And number two, I got blessed too. I had Curvy Capone Productions to call me, and after, you know, praying, God told him to bless me. So I got blessed with two yachts.
Whoa, two yachts. Yeah, how you going to operate two yachts at the same time? Like you can't drive but one car at a time, but you got two yachts? And it was a blessing from God. Get out of here, man. So,
they told me specifically when I was in the hospital, because I thought it was morphine. And so I said, well, let me get up early in the morning, because I thought, am I dreaming? I thought I was dreaming.
Morphine, what you think you were doing?
And then I was like, am I just imagining this thing in my mind? That's what I said, and then I called when I got out of the hospital, and she said, it's yours. She said, God said they're yours, and come pick them up as soon as possible.
Who said
Capone Productions.
Who?
Curvy Capone Productions told me to come pick them up as soon as I can. So that when I wanted to share that with the world, that God is a supernatural God. He do things that the world can't understand. Because I'm a evil.
You know what, though? I ain't jealous like a lot of people. Man, I'm happy you got two yachts. I'm ecstatic that you got two yachts.
I'm gonna bless my brother one. We got some projects to do with him, but to God be the glory. It was what it was, and for somebody to think about you that much and to show you that kind of love, it shows that it's something that you done did right in your life. Somewhere down the line. So I just want to tell you that, XO, that you done did something down the right way for God to bless you with Snoop Dogg and all the dogs in the house, the dog pound, because you got the dog pound. Bow, wow, wow, yiggy, yo, yiggy, yay. And my new manager, Mr. Wayne Cunningham, those that's listening out there, this is going to be the hottest new show in the world, the Greg Shell Show, because we are talking about the goodness of the Lord. And he said if he'll be lifted up, he'll draw all men. So you ain't got to compromise, and you ain't got to do all the demise to try to get somebody in your corner. Just stay your race and keep on your assignment and watch what God do if you change not. And again, you ain't seen nothing yet, you know. People will bless you when you bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. And this ain't got nothing to do with no religion. You want to serve your Buddha? You want to serve your Allah? You want to serve your whatever? Because they say we Jehovah Witnesses. I am a Jehovah Witness. I'm a witness that Jehovah, Jesus Christ, is the Son of God and man. Right here on the Greg Shell Show. There it is. DJ Pat, what you think about that? I got blessed with not one, but two. I mean,
You better go.
Hey, just don't fall overboard. Because the whale will swallow you.
Ain't no whale gonna swallow me. The whale gonna swallow me a whale back and like that. I done got out the belly of the fish.
I learned something when he was saying that the whale came up on land and threw, you know, let Jonah up out of there. I always thought he got thrown up back into the water and swam the shore.
No.
So I learned a lot today. I really like those lessons that you
be spitting,
Pastor.
God ain't gonna take you out of a hell just to spit you out and put you back in another hell.
You done said two. I'm gonna have to put them down. You said they took six of your toes. You said you were walking on six, but you wouldn't carry it by six. That's number one. And then number two, you said that the whale had Jonah down in the bottom of the sea for 3 days, and then he spit him back out on dry land. Because that's who God is. He ain't going to take you out of the swamp and put you back in the swamp. You done been in the swamp too long. So I'm excited. You gonna always have a one on to come in, and y'all know what that be, the spirit of the day, that the one ain't who it is. So at the end of the day, you can hear stuff from people, just keep it moving. Because it can be your spouse, it can be your mama, your daddy, your cousin, your sister, your brother. The devil can come in any kind of form, because that's who he is, Lucifer, Satan, a.k.a. the devil. That's who we be. And so we want to thank you, Snoop Dogg and Dog. We're looking forward to having you on the show tomorrow. We're excited about the tour that you get ready to do, XO. And we just want to let the world know that when people say what you not, just know that's who you are. If you believe and stay from around negative people, negative energy, keep it moving. Don't let no negative energy get in your path, period. And be all that God called you to be. Not in the army, but in the army of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's who it is. And DJ Pratt, I just want to tell you, thank you for being real with me and hanging out with me and being in the trenches and clutches with me. Kirby Capone Productions out of Houston, Texas, and whatever that Texas area is, heard of Mr. Rizzy. Want to show y'all mad love, shouts out. And Mr. Foster Carter all the way in Hollywood, Hollywood, California, along with Shane Coleman, with our new network that's going to be launching, East Coast, West Coast, .live, our new television network that's going to be launching in January, along with TGS, the Believers Network, where you say, what the name of the new show going to be coming on, Mr. Wayne? The Happy Diabetic. The happy diabetic and a whole host of other new shows, TV series, and stuff that's coming our way. We're excited, and we just want to thank God that God is God. We have a few more seconds left on the show, you guys. If you want to close out with something positive, what would be some words of encouragement you close the show out with?
Dale told me 2 days before he passed away. Last word he said to me was, keep working. Keep believing.
Amen.
Don't let nobody shake you. Go. Ain't nobody can stop you because God got your back. There's a song, too, that he wrote, God Got My Back. Jesse recorded it. So when I send the information on Jesse, that's it. Y'all go to Jesse James Gunsmoke Records .com, then you can get it for yourself. It's a playlist on there for you to sample. So that's all I got to say. Thank you, DJ Dream. I meant not dream. We ain't dreaming. We have been awake. We ain't asleep. We ain't dead. God grabbed our hand and raised us up so that we can stand instead of a dead horror. Which one? The one that goes out. I'm floating because I'm so excited. Sometimes you lose your words, right? But God said this. Just go.
God said, he said, joined together, let no man put asunder. So just know who you're joining yourself with. Before you make any ties in your life, join with somebody that's on your same page. And don't be unequally yoked, because I'm telling you, it can lead to you can get over it and get past it, but it can definitely put a damper on your life. So you have to walk in a spirit of excellency. And, how can you walk together unless you agree? You got to have people on your same page. And if they don't believe, it's not going to work, because you believe it all by yourself. So you have to keep it moving. And the Bible also lets you know, don't let the right hand or the left hand do it. So you can't share your information with everybody. And that can be your wife, that can be your cousin, whoever. You have to share with like-minded individuals. And then when you do that, God will reveal himself in due season. If you be patient, be still, wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, he'll strengthen your heart. Y'all heard it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. DJ Prayer, you got any closing remarks? Hello, is it me you're looking for?
I said, keep on praising God.
XO, you got any closing remarks?
Man, just keep doing what everybody's just doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't ever give up. Don't let nobody switch up your grind. You feel me?
Especially the devil.
Don't even let the devil walk in your life. Just believe that you can.
Don't even bring up his name. He don't have no power. Don't even let his name come out your mouth. What y'all think about the Greg Shell Show?
Man, I'm loving it. I like it. I love it. Yeah, fuck like
really?
I love it. Yeah.
Y'all making me feel good.
It.
Y'all gonna make me smile.
I love your energy on here. Everybody else be dead. I like your energy on here.
Real good. Well, go ahead and play by Ernest Spouse Jr., God's Word. It's going to be our closing song for the day. And hopefully you have a wonderful day, and don't let nobody steal your joy. And keep us locked right here on Blog Talk Radio by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show and the number 3. Also let you know that we're brought to you today on behalf of Explore Resorts.com. Our special for today, we're offering you 10 radio spots, 10 30-second radio spots, and a 5-day, 4-night stay here in beautiful Orlando, Florida, that will accommodate up to 8 guests for the low price of $700, excluding taxes and fees, right here, exclusively on the Greg Shell Show. Here he is, Ernest Faust, Jr. from the hit movie. He plays Lester. He's the executive producer of the hit movie, Full Time Pimpin'. Check it out on Tubi at Full Time Pimpin'. Just go to your search engine box in your Tubi and check out Full Time Pimpin' right here on the Greg Shell Show. Also, I have a new movie. I had an older movie with Cat Williams and Obababatunde. It's on Tubi available as well. It's called American Bad Boy. And y'all can check it out. Here's the song, God's Word. And here it is. Y'all have a wonderful day. Exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Catch you tomorrow, God's willing. Bye-bye.
The Bible says they will come in my name. They will prophesy in my name. They will heal in my name. And they will cast out demons in my name.
This is for the fake ones.
All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. All you fake pastors, all you fake elders, all you fake bishops, gonna get what's coming to you. God's word
to be played with.
God's word
to be manipulated.
God's word
to be twisted.
God's word
will.
Alive.